opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it is the 20th. It's 420. And at 420, and Willie Nelson has asked President Joseph Biden to declare 420 as National Marijuana Day. So, it is 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ashley's at the helm, and what is today?
More important than it just being 420 is that it's Lima Bean Respect Day.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, lima beans do not get a lot of respect.
Right?
You know,
no.
Frankly, you know, lima beans.
No, lima beans.
We used to have them in the Marine Corps in the Sea Rats. It was called Lima and Mothers is what it was called.
Oh.
And it was like lima beans and some kind of weird succotash or something. And it was in cans that had dated back from World War II.
Oh, my goodness.
Trust me. And it was, they were, it was horrible.
I can't even want to tell you my lima bean stories.
Okay. No, I'm not about sticking them up your nose.
No.
Anyway, what other day is today?
Pineapple upside down cake.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that kind of makes up for it.
Look-alike day, which is fun because Linda and I are, wearing similar colors today.
You are.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love to be loud.
Loud.
Sometimes spring colors mean... Travis and I were having a debate if it's coral or salmon.
Okay.
But they're exactly the same color to me.
Okay, so. Coral and salmon.
Or salmon.
Sure, ish. We got the ish in there. Hey, lima beans. Okay, anyway, so, yeah.
I know what your lima bean story is, and I don't want to hear it. Look, I've heard it. Nobody wants to hear the story about what you did with a lima bean one time.
When you
were four.
No, you don't. You got me mixed up with somebody else.
It wasn't you that stuck the lima bean up your nose?
No.
Who was that?
No, but I did various other ways as a child because they were quite repulsive to me. So,
How many pounds did the dog eat?
Well, not just the dog. I found ways to be able to stick them in pieces of furniture. In the holes of the TV trays, you know, down the pipe, to pretend that I was going to the bathroom, but chewed them up and, you know, how it is. But the lima beans were just repulsive. But, you know, now when you look back on it, just think, you know, I wonder if it is true that, you know, you don't have some certain taste buds that are developed as a child. And so vegetables become repulsive. However, there are psychologists and various other doctors of thought that think that there should be a fun way to introduce vegetables into a child's life rather than we'll stay here to 2:00 in the morning until you eat everything on your plate. Anyway, I'm going to give you the weather. It is going to be, it looks like today maybe scattered showers and breezy with a high of 79, overnight lows of 53. Tomorrow Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 84. Wednesday night, overnight lows of 50. Thursday, sunny with a high of 86. Friday, 84. And Saturday, 72. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, we were going to have a big block garage sale, only to receive an email yesterday, because I have all this furniture that, well, not all, but I have a couch, and Carl has his, you know, man cave chair with a, you know.
I have a recliner that works great.
Yeah.
It's a...
It's black.
It's black. It's an electric recliner. I'm selling it for a very, very reasonable price.
We
have a couch that matches it.
A couch and another chair and blah. Anyway, so we were going to have a block... Frank put together a block garage sale. And then yesterday I was very disappointed that, it's going to be Move till May 8th. So I have all this stuff ready to go out. And then, of course, they're talking about Saturday slight chance of showers after 11 and chance of showers and then Sunday chance of showers. So when, I guess when it says that in the forecast, you know, sometimes daily things change. So it could be sunny and hot on Saturday. But right now, as it looks with the forecast,
I hope it rains yeah. tonight. I hope it rains tomorrow.
We just have to make it.
I hope it rains Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The lakes are going to be in trouble. And who is the weather brought to you by?
Shasta Gas Propane, I said. And I did. Locally owned, operated, senior vendor discount, Shasta Gas Propane.
You did?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, and you were going to say something, Ashley?
Most of the showers are expected in the Horseshoe of Mountains around Shasta. That does mean also a threat of thunderstorms in that area, so fires are a danger as well. Mm. So just be very aware and be very alert.
I know a lot of people take their things and they take pictures and they put them on Marketplace. And I've never done that. It's a possibility that, Pat had earlier recommended that yesterday. Let's go take pictures and put it on Marketplace. I don't know. If you guys are looking for a black autumn, I'm just going to say it on the air because it's just all the other stuff. Just come by and get it. You know, yep. I want it out of my hair. I got to get everything out of my hair. It's all about.
This was a good chair. This is a good chair.
Yeah.
It still is.
You almost miss it.
I do already, but, you know, if you want it, come by. Just give us a call after the, 605-4565 after the show, and we'll set up a time for you to come pick it up. I do not deliver. Okay. let me read this.
Okay.
A U.S. Capitol police officer has died from injuries suffered when he reportedly was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher during Wednesday's riots. Brian DeSicknick collapsed when he returned to his division office Wednesday, was taken to the hospital where he died Thursday. Now, you saw that and many other just like that, many other reports, struck in the head. And then they said, well, we can't prove he got struck in the head. Well, then they said he'd been bear sprayed and he had collapsed from his lungs had collapsed from the bear spray. This went on for months. That started January the 7th. Yesterday, his cause of death was finally released. He died of natural causes. He had two strokes. Also, he still defended the Capitol, but he didn't die from injuries suffered while defending the Capitol. He died of natural causes, strokes. Now, this is what I just read to you is from the New York Post, but I could have read it from CNN. I could have read it from MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I could have read it from any because they all said he had been struck and killed by people hitting him in the head with a fire extinguisher. And then it went, then it was the bear spray that he had been, that he had breathed in that killed him. And this just went on and on and on. He lay in the rotunda and, a former president or senator. And, I'm not saying anything about Brian Sicknick. He is a brave man. He is a law enforcement official. He was there on the front lines. But he died from a stroke. Nothing related to the January 6th incursions on the Capitol.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt here just for a moment. So you don't think, or you couldn't possibly have room in your thought process to think that perhaps because of the chaos and maybe the fear that brought on the strokes. I mean, think about it. You're just walking along, normal person. Maybe underlying things are ready to tick, but what's the thing that sets it over the top?
Well, you know what? I guess you could if you reached at it, but what it means is that they were pursuing homicide charges against somebody, and they can't do that. They didn't. The people didn't kill him. He wasn't hit in the head. He died from a stroke, and people die from strokes all the time. It's like, you know, does stress bring on a stroke? I guess it could. I'm not a stroke expert, but everything that you read back then was that he had been assaulted. He died from being hit in the head, and then he died from all these other causes, right? Because they were, because of, it was the right thing to print, according to our major media groups. Mm-hmm. It was the right thing to print instead of waiting to find out. That my question is, why did it take 3 months to find out that this man had died from a stroke? They should have been able to find that, I would imagine, in the first couple of weeks. So why did they wait for 3 months to make the announcement? You've got to ask yourself that. You know, if it had happened a week or 2 weeks or even, within a month after he had died, and they said, he died of a stroke. We're sorry, but he died of a stroke. Nothing else. You know, you can't say that pressure caused it or anything. You just say he had a stroke. So anyway, and again, it doesn't take anything away from this brave man who was out there doing his job and all this, but he didn't die of that. It was like Pat Tillman when he was killed in Afghanistan. He wasn't killed in an enemy firefight. He was killed by a blue on blue where somebody, he was shot accidentally. It doesn't take anything away from his courage or his bravery from volunteering to be there and being out and fighting in these battles. He just wasn't killed by enemy fire. And it's tragic for Tillman to die like that. And it's tragic for anybody to die. But this man died from a stroke. And not from being a homicidal attack by people. It didn't, you know, so it tells you as well, did it reach, you know, if it didn't happen, if that didn't happen with all the reporting that went on, what could have happened? So, Gotta take a break. And let me tell you, we are still trying. We are still working with our new sleep
we
number
love it.
360 smart bed. But it's kind of scary that maybe the smart bed is ahead of you on some things. But now we're adjusting the my sleep number setting is now 45.
So third night sleeping on it last night. And it does all kinds of it is amazing.
So Linda's about to sleep and I push her bed up so her head starts rising and she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just seeing, does this feel better?
Is this a dream?"
And she goes, "Does this feel better?" And she goes, "No." So I put it down, and then I find that I've also put her feet up, and you said you slept that way, and you would just prefer not to sleep with your feet.
I just have to say, our sleep number, the store, the people who sold us the bed out of the Reading store that's located in the Target shopping center, from the people who delivered the bed, from the corporate offices making sure that they called, from the delivery, it was so clean and so precise and so worth it. I mean, when you think of what it is, I mean, it's just a mechanical monster. I feel like we're driving.
It's not a mechanical. You're going to scare people.
I know. It's just because it's Hydra. It is.
It's got a base, and it can move the bed up or down.
There's a brain.
You can just push buttons, and it does it.
Yes.
Or you can set it so that it aligns perfectly. It's kind of like your car seat. When you get in the car, you know. Anyway, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed Queen size at only $1,799 only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Of course, you want to go down to the Sleep Number store, see Steve or any of the people
Absolutely.
Down there, and try one out. My sister wrote to me, and she says, "Okay, is that Sleep Number that good?" Yes.
Yes.
We'll be
yes.
right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in Jefferson, state of mind.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to our morning show here, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hey, remember that big ocean cargo ship that blocked the Suez Canal for...
Everclear or the
Everclear.
Evergreen. No, it's not Everclear. That's a drink. But Evergreen. Okay.
Yeah, okay, so anyway, I'll follow up on that later regarding that I think Egypt was holding the ship and its cargo with, they wanted them to pay millions, if not billions of dollars because of all of the backlash. Well, guess what? This is the kind of backlash that happens when you have blocked a cargo throughout the world. Garden stores in Britain are facing a garden gnome shortage. This is ghastly. An industry expert says the recent blockage of the Suez Canal is partially to blame. Ian Byrne, assistant manager of Hypo Garden World in Whitminster, Gloucestershire, said COVID-19 lockdowns led to a boom in sales of gnome statues and other garden supplies.
And now there's a shortage?
He said the increased demand mixed with a shortage of raw materials attributed to the recent blocking of the Suez Canal by the cargo ship, Ever Given is the name of the ship, has made garden gnomes increasingly difficult to find.
So there's a black market on garden gnomes?
I'm telling you right now, you see them stolen and replaced. You know, you've seen a lot of those wonderful, have you ever followed those on Facebook or anything where you know, where gnomes, or do they just show up in a picture?
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought that you would want to hear this. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have no shortage of gnomes. They have gnomes over there. In fact, they have gnomes in the yard. They have gnomes. I've actually seen gnomes in the operating room.
I better have a gnome in my front yard today.
But they have wearing their mask and everything. But Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. Enables the surgeon perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high definition view. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery time. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, Walter Mondale passed, 93 years old. He was the vice president to Jimmy Carter. He always seemed like a nice guy, Walter Mondale.
Yes.
And never, you know, the fact that he was linked, he'll be forever linked to Jimmy Carter, one of the worst presidents ever. Ever.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah.
How come you say, when you say something ever, that's unlike you.
I know. Well, and it's because I mean it. Jimmy Carter. If you remember the 444 days the hostages were taken in Iran.
Is that one of the reasons?
That was the main reason. Okay. It was also under him that we had the high gas prices. That was also the time that if you tried to buy a house, the interest rates were in the 20 percentiles. Yeah, that was under Jimmy Carter. He did a number of things that were just extraordinarily bad. And not only that, but according to some of his Secret Service people, he was kind of a fake. You know, he would always say, hey, I carry my own luggage in. Well, they said, yeah, he's carrying a bag, but it's empty. The full bag should be carried in the other way.
Okay, but would you say, okay, now that's the negative aspect of it. Let's talk about the other side. Jimmy Carter, in later in life, he and his wife both have done a lot of things, humanitarian things.
I'm not saying a thing about later on in life, you know, but... If that election had taken two more weeks because, Ford was was really climbing in the polls, but, he was still reeling from, Nixon and all this. Anyway, then Ronald Reagan came in and just trounced him and then, and won huge the next time. Okay, I've got to say it, my friends, Maxine Waters. Was out Saturday cheering on the rioters and saying that saying words to the effect that if the right verdict isn't there, we've got to stay on the street and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. When she was asked what would happen if Chauvin was acquitted, we've got to make sure that they know we mean business.
Do you realize what that would mean if Trump said that?
He was impeached for saying less than that. He was impeached for saying less than that. But here's the after effects of this. I mean, you know, Maxine Waters, of course, is a joke. Unfortunately, she has also been made a millionaire several times over since she's been a congresswoman. On the day of the closing arguments, the former cop's policeman's defense attorney tried to lever Waters' attention to motion for a mistrial. We have a U.S. representative threatening acts of violence in relation to the specific case. It's mind-boggling, Eric Nelson said. Though the judge, Cahill, did not buy the suggestion that Waters was actively calling for violence, he did reiterate his wish that elected officials, and I'm quoting now, would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and the judicial
too late
and our function. And while the judge just denied the motion for a mistrial based on Waters' soundbite, I don't think it has prejudiced us with additional material that would prejudice this jury. He did suggest, I'll give you that Congressman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. So imagine that. While cities throughout the nation have prepared to deploy National Guard units in advance of decision in the trial. So they're saying, well, if he's found guilty, why would people riot? Because there's three different verdicts they can come up with. And one of them being kind of an involuntary manslaughter that would put him in jail for 4 years. The other ones would put him in jail for 12 years. None of it was, would they say, or premeditated. But if they put him, you know, if the jury, and they have to 100% agree on this, could say, okay, we find him guilty of the lesser charge of this type of manslaughter, so he goes to jail for 4 years, minus the time he spent in jail already. Now, they're afraid that if that happens, there's going to be riots. And I think they're afraid that no matter what kind of guilty verdict, there's going to be riots.
Well, according to this article, Catholic League President Bill Donahue slammed, of course, Maxine Waters Monday for her attempts to, quote, racially divide America by waging a war on police. And the list goes on.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, we're talking about the premier retirement community up here in Northern California. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, so much more, and they are pet friendly. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 to arrange a tour and to learn more about River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. 7:30 in the morning here on 420 Day, and we'll be right back.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? They have rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, Raul Castro is stepping down from the leadership in Cuba. And so this is the first time since, what, in the early 60s, late 59, 60, there hasn't been a Castro in charge of the Cuban government. And Raul Castro also now, CNN announced that Raul Castro is now becoming a commentator for CNN.
What?
Yeah. He's becoming a commentator for CNN, discussing the great things about Cuba, what their great medical system is, and all those lies about them killing hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah, no, Raul Castro is going to go work for CNN. Okay,
stop.
I may have exaggerated that one a little bit.
He got me. Oh,
well,
man.
Raul said that CNN was way too liberal for him to be a commentator anyway. Okay, I was just kidding.
Okay, I'm so confused. Can I just tell you, because, yes. You know, one article says don't travel internationally. Do not travel internationally yet. And then, this particular article on MSN, families reunited in emotional scenes Monday as Australia and New Zealand launched a quarantine-free travel bubble that opened the border almost 400 days after its pandemic-enforced closure. Hugs, kisses. Okay, so this is what it confuses people about, what to follow and what to think. Because several articles I've read in the last couple of days, again, not to reiterate, but talked about that it's still not, there is another strain, don't travel, international travel, what are you going to do? And then you have, you know, the Oscars that are, when the cameras are rolling, there's no mask, but when commercial break, now is this weird? Cameras are rolling, masks are off. Commercial break, masks are on. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it's totally hypocritical. It's totally hypocritical. And again, they're saying, well, if while the cameras are on, they're saying it's okay to be without mask.
Yeah, so people can see the beautiful face and gown. So, yeah.
But during the commercial, they put a mask on. Yes. Now, how many of them do you think are really going to put a mask on? You know, except the way that they probably will turn on each other like rabid piranhas. But is this the height of stupidity? Is this the height of stupidity? Don't wear your mask while the hundreds of people that are watching you across the world are watching. And then as soon as the red light goes off in the camera, put those masks on. Right. You know what? I have said it every year. I can no longer waste 3 hours of my life watching this.
So if I get invited to, well, I don't know if they're ever going to do one this year, but we do an annual,
annual
Oscar party.
Are we going to have to mask? Are we going to have to mask to go to the Oscar party?
Well, it's in someone's home.
Are we going to mask?
I doubt it.
Well.
I mean, it's what, 10 people?
It's not that. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, you can, you know. Okay. I'm looking at the headlines in a record searchlight. I like the record searchlight because they have in the last few months really been going after local stories as opposed to everything being national. And we had a Lakehead shooting, shooting in Red Bluff.
Oh, Lake isn't that wonderful? Hear about all the wonderful shootings.
Lake Shasta's had two people shot. They had one arrested following a shooting near the Wind River Casino. And you know, I mean, this is what's going on around here.
Well, there's more than that shooting.
Well, the good news is a window manufacturer may be coming to Stillwater.
And there's going to be show and shines that are going to be out this week.
And it is, oh yeah, a number of
shows. That's wonderful.
We mentioned those yesterday. And the other thing too is, there's still this thing with Susanville is still appearing in the front pages online and Redding.com for the Record Searchlight. And again, if you haven't heard that story, is Susanville is shutting down, and the first time our representatives, the Dallies, Senator Dally and Assemblywoman Dally heard about it was in the news release, which is hard to believe. It's hard to believe that nobody that knows them, I mean, they're, because, you know, they reach out across the aisle, they say, then nobody told them that they were going to shut down the Susanville prison, 1,080 jobs plus everything else that goes along with that. And you know what? How could they not know? Because when they closed the first one down, which they did several months ago, you would think there's like a list. Okay, here's the ones we're looking at that, you know, that they would at least have. Okay, we're looking at Susanville. We're looking here. We're looking there. We're looking at Granite Bay. We're going to look at these. I mean, wouldn't that kind of sound a warning? They're appalled by the closure that they weren't told. I'm appalled that they didn't know about it. I mean, they get paid a lot of money, two of them, sitting down there. You would think that they'd have somebody that would say to them, hey, they're really looking close at Susanville. I know. Am I wrong? Am I wrong on that? Should they have known this? In my opinion, they should have. Now, there's probably things that we don't know, but the Dalys haven't reached out.
Well, you know, I realized, Carl, let me just clarify. Earlier we talked about, like, New Zealand, travelers that are going to be going to Australia and New Zealand. Well, the State Department, well, according to this article, the State Department will update its travel advisories to the highest level for some 80%. This is why I'm saying it's mixed. Of the world's countries, aligning its guidance with that of the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention to reflect the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. It says that continues to pose unprecedented risk to travelers, and there's continued risk to travel aboard. There's in a significant increase in the number of countries designed level 4, do not travel. Many countries are currently listed as travel 2, level 2 or 3, with travelers urged to exercise increased caution or, here's the quote, reconsider travel. So we're getting, again, there's so many mixed messages. I mean, I know we have several friends that are traveling to Mexico, traveling to Hawaii, traveling locally because they've had international travel that has been on the books, and they can't. My parents were supposed to go to the Balkan Islands.
It's not the islands, Balkans.
The Balkans. What did I say, the Balkan Islands?
Yeah.
Sorry, the Balkans.
I know.
No,
you know that. Okay. I know that. But
anyway,
because you were thinking about the people that were going down into the Caribbean, talking about the islands down there.
Right.
Okay, we're circling back to Maxine because of the chat room.
Okay.
They said my hyperbole was incorrect because she was not at a riot. I never said she was at a riot. I just read what she said. And what she said it, in fact, to reporters, who then, of course, reported it to everybody out there. So, no, she wasn't at the riot. And then I correctly reported that. And then I correctly stated what the judge said, that this kind of action by an elected official could, and it will, give a chance for the lawyers for Chauvin to go up and ask that this trial be overturned and have another one. The other question is, and we're going to ask Mr. Harkin, when he comes in today, he's a lawyer. The fact that they did not allow this trial to be moved a couple hundred miles away from the Minneapolis area there. I mean, my gosh. I mean, he was killed in this, and he is still in the same venue after everything that went on, the riots, the news coverage and all this. They could have taken him 200 miles south, closer to, west, closer to the Dakotas. They could have taken him down closer to Iowa. I mean, there's plenty of places they could have moved the trial, and yet they chose not to. That, to me, would be right there. I want this trial returned because there was no chance for this to be a fair trial. I mean, if I was a lawyer.
According to this Huffington Post article, Congresswoman, this is in quotes, Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned, quote, Judge Peter Cahill told Nelson after jurors had left the courtroom to begin deliberating.
People thought I was serious about Raul. I'm sorry. I had to do that.
No.
He's going to be CNN
columnist.
He's going to be a commentator for CNN.
See, that's the power that you, when he comes out of your mouth with tongue in cheek.
He's going to have his own show on MSNBC. He and Rachel Maddow is going to be called Rachel and Raul.
You know what that reminds me of? Pull my finger.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
When you're 15 years old and you're with a group of older people and they're musicians and you say, hey, and, you know, in the middle of, hey, pull my finger. And you're in the middle. Okay. That's what it reminds me of.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. If you suffer from orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains, as we all have, go down and see Kevin or Rachel. I mean, they're there to get you back into shape. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today. I mean, they've got 25 years in experience in getting people back into shape. They've worked with the U.S. gymnastics team. They've worked with Pro Football Combine, all of these different sports areas, and they have helped. You need to go down, look at their studio. They've got it all right there to get you back into shape. That's Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. That's in that little shopping center right there where Grocery Outlet is, and they're right next to the Chinese restaurant. Right there in the middle. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 7:50 here on the 20th of April, and a beautiful day out there, even though it looks like we could get some rain later on tonight, which would be great. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Everything you need for insurance and financial counseling to find out what's going on in the both the financial world and the insurance world is under Judy Maxwell's roof at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you want a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Get a free review and evaluation. She is an expert in this. We have both insurance and we have our life insurance in there and other things with Judy Maxwell because we trust her. And she's really, really good at this. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay. Biden, finally, he calls the border a crisis after state officials raise concerns over national security and trafficking. He has for the first time described the surge of migrants at the border as a crisis. Now, what's this mean? It just means that what it means is the White House, after that, walked it back. Well, he didn't really mean crisis. It's not really a crisis. It's just, it's pretty exciting, but it's not a crisis. White House backtracks after he called the border situation a crisis. And they do this by quickly saying, well, he was talking about one specific part in what appears to be a change in language. Use of the word crisis doesn't represent the administration's official position, the White House said Monday, in regard to a term that top administration officials have refused to say as number of migrants surged. He spoke to reporters after a round of golf at the Washington Country Club on Saturday and was asked about the cap of refugees admitted to the U.S. in the current fight. We're going to increase the numbers, so they're going to let even more people in here. And we heard from somebody that's on the border yesterday. You remember, Linda, whose brother works
yes.
on the border?
Oh, boy.
All these illegals that are coming across, they're putting them into really nice
hotels.
They're getting room service. They're getting three squares a day.
I can find that text.
And this is the best part. They're taking them, and they are moving them into other areas in the United States. Yeah, they're just moving them into it, into different areas. But the somebody right there on the border who works with this.
Here it is. With $87 million to spend, the government is booking up all the good hotels in and around Phoenix. These migrants get a nice hotel room with maid service and a free phone and good meals. Then they get a plane flight or a bus trip to distant family members in America, or if they don't know anyone, they go to red states so that those states can be turned blue. Quite the plan. The human trafficking is now growing and moving into nice hotels.
Well, and this is from somebody right there on the
who
border.
Who works
now,
the border.
If you just,
she's related to somebody
if you just,
who works
if you
the border.
Discount, if you discount the, you're moving them into red states, okay? But everything else there should be very frightening to people. One, that they've got to find places, so they're putting them in hotels. Okay, fine, they had to put them someplace. But then moving them out into various parts of the country without family there. They're just reestablishing there, and they're putting them there, and then obviously are supporting them there because you can't just bring them in. They don't speak the language. They don't have jobs. They don't have a place to stay, so they must be working to be able to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much longer we can handle this where the mainstream media again shows its true colors in not calling what's happening down there on the border a complete crisis. They are not attacking Biden like they attacked Trump when they had these kids separated. And these places are 1,700% overcrowded. You know, you don't see that on the Washington Post. You don't see that in the New York Times. You don't have Rachel Maddow, clawing at Biden for doing these things. If it was Trump, it was impeachment time. It was impeachment time. Well, for Biden, it's like, well, good old Joe. It really, he's trying to help people. Well, you know what? He's not helping people. More children are being separated from their parents than ever before, according to the statistics coming from the border. Not only that, sexual trafficking, drugs. Like, you know what? How many terrorists have walked across that border? I'm not talking about drug gangs. I'm talking about dyed in the wool. These are bad guys and girls that are here to perform a mission in this country because we don't have the resources to stop everything. Which is not really true, because if we wanted to stop people coming across the border, we could do that. Trump did it, for the most part. But you could do it if you had the will, the political will, which, of course, we don't, because of... I'm just not even sure why. You know what? It's gotten to the point now that it's just overwhelming. And maybe that's what Biden wants. Overwhelm the forces there, let as many people in as we possibly can have in this country. But my question is why? The Mexican authorities have said, hey, we'll shut the border down if you give us work permits. I got no problem with that. Work permits? Are you kidding? Yeah, that's a great idea. Why don't we do that? And then they'll shut the border down.
Well, there's I just went to Border Report, actually. Just now, and I'm looking at U.S. border travel restrictions extended again until May 21st. Texas Democrat criticizes move. There's a lot of information on this particular site if you'd like to go to. But, I think for a lot of people in the borderline states, again, my girlfriend who posted or texted this, information from her brother who actually was living here in Reading and moved to work in the ICE down at the border. I mean, there is a real feeling of a helplessness that is going on with, I think, Americans, especially those that are living in borderline towns, of what they're seeing, Carl.
It is. They're overwhelmed down there, these small towns, and the illegals are coming through their towns, and they're just, they need help, and the Biden administration is just ignoring them. And by the way, reports on that Lakehead shooting, when that two people were shot, that a citizen with a CCW, a concealed carry permit, captured this guy and held him till the police came. So you won't see that in big news anywhere else. You'll see the shootings, but you won't see anything about how a legally armed citizen interposed himself.
Let's talk about what's going to what's happening in the next hour. I think our listeners are in for a big treat.
Well, we have Jim Harkins coming in, and he is a Marine aviator, or was a Marine aviator. He's an attorney down in Newport Beach. Don't hold it against him, But he's also probably one of the most knowledgeable people you will ever meet when it comes to wine. And he and his wife have a wine label, and they make wine too.
And they've been doing this since the late 60s. And, I feel like, in times in the past when maybe I've been, around certain environments, we're talking years and years of just being in the business, and I just have never really known much about it. And there's a science to it and a beauty to it and an artistry to it. And what I found is that we joined them for dinner last night, and I found that, I was impressed, not because of I was impressed because I learned something. My mind was opened up, and I love the fact that it was this lovely couple that you're about ready to meet in the next hour shared with me their love and passion of wine. They met, I think, in the late 60s through wine. But more than that, there's just so many other things that we discussed last night that it pertains to local, what's happening now currently in the world.
And across the United States. So stand by. We'll be right back after these messages in the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Minneapolis is waiting, and the city is on edge, awaiting a jury verdict in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd. Jurors began deliberations yesterday. They're back at it this morning. Well, it seems the Biden administration does not want to hear anything about illegal aliens. Its correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
The Biden administration is instructing agencies to no longer refer to migrants as aliens. Memos issued by Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement recommend employees use non-citizen or migrant. Additionally, instead of illegal aliens, employees of Customs and Border Protection and ICE should use undocumented non-citizen or undocumented individual.
And Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas taking issue with the Biden policy.
I can understand some people are trying to be a little bit more politically correct, but if you look at what the statutes say, they do use the word alien. That's what the statute does. So unless the statute changes, some of us will continue to be using the word alien on that.
Former President George W. Bush talking about immigration.
When it comes to immigration, Bush says the GOP has become isolationist, protectionist, and to a certain extent, nativist. The former Republican president told NBC's Today that the U.S. is a beautiful country, but it's not beautiful when we condemn, call people names, and scare people about immigration. Bush is out with a new book about immigrants, which he hopes will elevate the discourse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
European Union drug regulators say they found a possible link between the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine and very rare blood clots after a small number of cases turned up in the U.S., but they confirm the vaccine's benefits still outweigh the very small risks of clotting. Wall Street, the Dow down 235 points, and NASDAQ off 123. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds, but we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The European Union expanding sanctions against Myanmar's military leaders and army-affiliated companies in response to violence following the February coup.
The action comes ahead of a regional meeting planned to discuss the worsening crisis after army leaders deposed the elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. The EU action targets 10 individuals and two companies already subject to sanctions by the U.S., Britain, and other governments. The EU said those sanctioned were responsible for undermining democracy and the rule of law, for repressive decisions, and for serious human rights violations. The EU has maintained an arms embargo against Myanmar. Jeremy House reporting.
China's government is rejecting accusations of abuse in the Xinjiang region after a human rights group appealed for a United Nations investigation into possible crimes against humanity in the region. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Powerful financial headwinds continue to plague United Airlines' bottom line.
The airline lost $1.36 billion in the first quarter. That loss would have been wider without federal payroll aid, but it was still slightly worse than expected. United executives said recently that bookings for future flights are looking better heading into the summer vacation season. Still, United and its fellow large airlines depend on the return of high-fare business and international travelers, and nobody knows exactly when they'll come back. Keith Peters, Washington.
Apple says it has reached an agreement with the social app Parler that could lead to its reinstatement in the company's app store. Apple removed Parler in January following the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Apple says it has had substantial conversations with Parler over how the company plans to moderate content on its network. Let's get on Wall Street this hour. The S&P is down 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, 420 day, and like we said earlier, the Willie Nelson was asking President Biden to make this National Marijuana Day. I don't know how far he got with that because Joe was saying, oh man, that's cool. You know, that lays me back. That, with some other terms. I don't know. 8:05 in the morning.
Kind of not our bag, so you know, not that we.
It's not our bag, man. Hey, man. Hey, dude. 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Do we have another day besides Lima Bean Day?
It is Cheddar Fries Day, which I'm definitely planning on celebrating.
Cheddar Fries Day, but nothing is better than cheese curds, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the special day today is Seth Stout's birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday,
happy
Seth.
Happy birthday, Seth Stout. You know, happy birthday to you. Happy
birthday, yes.
To you. Happy birthday to Seth. Happy birthday to you.
Big old 29 years on the planet.
You know what? 29 years. I've got boots older than him. Gee, you know what? I know our guest has got a uniform that's twice his age. Maybe even his uniform could be his grandfather.
Let me go quickly into the weather. Currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have scattered showers and perhaps breezy today. That's according to the National Weather Forecast, with a high of 79, overnight lows of 53. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 84 and overnight lows. Clear skies with 50. Thursday, sunny, high of 86. And my goodness, I'm confused because I keep thinking it's a weekend. Why? Because we have guests with their wine in here, and I'm real confused. Today's Tuesday. Friday, sunny with a high of 84, but see, I guess if you're into wine, that's 24 hours any time of the day. Saturday, slight chance of showers with a high of 72, and Sunday calls for showers. So we were going to do a garage sale with the big block garage sale on Saturday, but looks like that's been
postponed
to May 8th, and yep. Gosh darn it.
However, if you're looking for a sofa, black leather sofa, and it's
not leather.
Okay, it's not a guy.
All right.
And a reclining chair, and it's free if you just give me a call after the show at 605-4565 and come pick it up. Mm-hmm. It's yours, and you can have it today. And it works. By the way, it's a great chair. Yeah. If Linda hadn't bought the couch, I would have still had that
so
chair.
So slight chance of showers after 11 a.m. on Saturday and then again Sunday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas. Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veteran-owned business. He was also an aviator.
Yes, he was. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam with the first aircraft. Hey, we're here with James G. Harker, Esquire.
Yes, sir.
Who is? Get down in and get in closer to that.
Okay.
Good morning.
I met Jim.
And his lovely wife, Eileen.
Oh, and Eileen is here, too, but she's going to be quiet today. But you can say hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hi. As we have the brains behind the group here. Yeah.
That's
the power
that's
behind
a fact.
The throat. Well, it's always like that. I met Jim several months ago when I was went to pheasant hunting in Minnesota. Wisconsin. Why did I say Minnesota? I've been talking about Minnesota.
You're just trying to give me a hard time.
In Wisconsin.
That's our number one rival.
Make it work.
In Wisconsin. And Jim offered his home to all of us in there, this rowdy group of people.
Well, we had had Ted Leidy there for a number of years that Wendell and Seth brought back, and everybody kept saying, we got to bring back Carl. We got to bring back Carl. And he says, he's a lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. I said, well, yes, sir. Obviously we do. But let's bring him back first for the February hunt, which we call the Frozen Tundra Pheasant Harvest. And that's the boys' trip. And the ladies come back with us in the fall usually. But that's where I'm from, and it's where my dad and I used to hunt way back in the day. And carrying it on with the Stout family and the extended Stout family is quite a pleasure.
Well, in Madison, Wisconsin is, of course, the home of
University of Wisconsin.
Which is one of the most liberal campuses in the nation. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I went to school there. All four of my sisters and I went to the University of Wisconsin. I had the pleasure of being there in the late 60s. And it was very interesting because there's actually an author, David Marinus, wrote a book about the war in Vietnam and the campus in Madison and tracing the history of both and how there were certain symbiotic events. I didn't participate in those events quite as much as many of my fellow baby boomers. I was having a whole lot of fun at the fraternity and working and drinking a lot of beer and managed to get into a position that it was time to join the Marine Corps to make sure that I could stay in college. So I spent the summer of love in 67 down in Quantico and went back in 68. And by the time I came back in 68, even the fraternity brothers were hippy-dippy-doo-dah.
Now, your sisters are listening. Shall we do a shout-out to your...
Sally, Jane, Kathy, and Nancy.
All right.
Hey, and
good morning.
Good morning. We'll be sending your membership to the Libertarian Party, right to your address. Feel free to join. I'm sure you see it the way we do. A big shout out to Wendell. I know he's out there listening right now too. And Wendell Stout is something. The Jake Turkey hunting program we have here, where we introduce turkey hunting to young people, boys and girls, 12 to 16. Has been essentially underwritten by the Stout family since it began. And it allows for a super experience for these kids, the ability to take a shotgun or a rifle home after the banquet. And the Stout family has always been ones to, even though they don't, Seth lives here, of course, and his beautiful wife. But Wendell lives over in Arizona, but comes up here. But he very much plays a part in our community up here. There's people who don't know it because, he provides things.
He's very proud of that. We first met Wendell and Karen back in 2000. We were working with a special education school down in Orange County, and somebody had a wine shop, and they went out of business. They stopped drinking, and they went out of business and gave all the wine to the charity, and they had it for about 10 years properly stored, and then they finally said, geez, can we finally do something with this? So we put on what we called at the time Vintage 2000, and we did a live auction that lasted from, I think, about 1 p.m. to about 7 p.m., where we served champagne the entire time. Wendell came in there, and it was about half the size he is now, a very trim fit with a purple T-shirt, and he drank so much champagne, and he turned out to be our number one bidder. And
that's how you met.
Yeah, that's how we met.
In fact, didn't he?
He almost fell in the pool.
When Wendell bids on things.
Oh yeah.
And his wife, Karen, will say, "You just spent $7,000 on a bottle of wine." No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
The Nile's not just a river in Egypt anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, I wouldn't have done that. Well, somebody didn't. It wasn't me. Yeah, that kind of thing. Anyway, let's talk more about you. Jim, you went into the Marine Corps then, and you skipped the basic school, which is where everybody has, every second lieutenant in the world in the Marine Corps goes through the basic school, where essentially they get their uniforms, we teach them how to be officers. And you slipped right by that, went straight to flight school.
Escaped, evaded, and avoided TBS, yes, and right. Went right to Pensacola. I went there in January of 1970, and I was on active duty in 70, 71, 72, and 73. And I ended up out at El Toro, down in Orange County, and then I started law school, actually a little bit part-time at nights, actually while I was still on active duty, and ultimately stayed in Orange County and started my own practice back on August 1st, 1977.
Now, you were in the A6s, right?
Yes.
And those
Bombardier
are those,
Navigator.
Yeah, yeah, those are the intruders.
Yes.
And they are, if you've ever seen the movie The Flight of the Intruder, these are very large aircraft. They're not like your typical, when people think of navigators, they think of backseat guys in these fast moving, very agile jets. But the Intruder is a larger aircraft that they could use for intercepts. You know, they could put all types of equipment in there. Am I right? In a way, no?
Not
totally
bit.
Wrong?
Not totally wrong, no. the A6...
Somewhat.
The A6 was a tactical jet, subsonic. Coming after the A4, it was quite capable in that it could carry measurably more ordnance than an A4. And it had a crew of two, a pilot and a bombardier navigator, set side by side. It had an early computer, really a rotating drum computer, that the old, if you remember, the old punch card, you know, technology. When I was getting off active duty, the Marine Corps was finally getting the A6E, which was a big deal. It was solid state, quote unquote, you know, and that's the A6.
Okay, the six, this one here is a KA-6D Intruder. So those, yeah, this is essentially what I was thinking about, but the ones that were, they could carry a lot of ordnance, and they did put a lot of things like radar and radar jammers in there and those.
Yeah, it was designed to carry 3,500-pound bombs, you know, but they called the, in the time, Delta Twos in Vietnam. I never served in country in Vietnam, but I served during that era. And it had a nuclear capability. We were trained up for that. It had, of course, thank God, never had to use that. And it had the A6A is what I flew. They created an EA6, which is an electronic countermeasures, and the more recent,
yeah,
you know, version of it that has continued on is a I believe an EA6 B or Bravo, mm-hmm, that is a four crew aircraft, and that's a quite extraordinary electronic countermeasures aircraft, and that's the mission of that particular aircraft.
Okay. We're here with Jim Harker, attorney at law, but he was also a Marine aviator. And we're going to get into, you know, a little bit of the law, of your law world. And then we're going to segue into Soma Cellars.
And winemaking.
And your winemaking.
And your history
here.
Of how you, started
met.
In it.
Yeah.
So, it's fascinating.
A little research.
Yeah, hey, and then we have a question only. Do we have you ever seen UFOs in the sky when you were flying? Well, we got to take a break on that one. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. That's where we go to get our cars washed. Buy five car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash on Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. We'll be right back.
Now everything after you like heaven. From doing anything for you, babe.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:21 in the morning here on Marijuana Celebration Day, 420. I mean, the only reason I knew that is because I read it in the
Willie
Nelson wants to make it a national, you know, marijuana day. 61 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us a segment of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And it's where Linda hangs out in her spare time. You know what? Four Winds Jewelry has rescued me on at least three occasions I know of. And Sheriff McGrindy on one. So,
who will be on tomorrow? Sheriff will be on.
Sheriff McGrindy will join us tomorrow.
Before we took a break, we talked about in the chat pack, because this question I will ask of our guest, Jim. The only question I have, according to this Curious Habit,
because you're an aviator.
Yes.
You were flying.
Is do we have UFOs and did he see one? Question mark.
Well, the second part of the question is the easiest part. No, I never saw one. The question back is, if there are things that are difficult to explain, why would one assume they came from a different planet? You know, we have, I have a bit of a collection of aviation art in my Santa Ana office, and I've got some art dealing with the SR-71, which, of course, was a fantastic aircraft designed by Kelly Johnson. And when they knew the U-2 was vulnerable, we had to have something that couldn't be hit. And the SR-71, however, was retired a very long time ago, in the 90s. And we have that is late 50s technology. And so the capabilities that we have, I think, are hopefully not well known by the public in general. President Trump, during his term, said something interesting once. He said, well, I can't really talk about that, but we have things. And, you know, there was a program that the term Aurora was in a congressional budget document once. And a lot of people think that there has been a series of aircraft in the Aurora programs and, you know, the hypersonic technology Who knows what beyond that? You get into some pretty stealth, high-level science.
Stealth things. Okay. When you started practicing law, what was the first thing that you really got into?
Well, I met a fellow during the first year of law school that I ran into after I got off active duty. And he worked at the Orange County Employees Association. And like a lot of cities and counties in California at the time, they had an employee association. And they had a picnic in the summer and a party at the holidays in the winter. But along came the laws allowing them to not exactly collectively bargain, but to meet and confer with the employer and whatnot. And that then enabled those employee associations to become more like unions. Although OCEA was never affiliated with an AFL-CIO union, but it sounded interesting, and it paid a little bit more than what I was looking at, and so I kind of fell backwards into labor and employment law. And I worked there about 3.5 years. I was able to work with the city and county and special district the city and special district employees. The county employees were serviced by some other folks. So we had actually 23 bargaining units, and that fellow John O'Malley became my mentor really in labor and employment law. He was an old line union guy. Believed in the rights of the worker, believed in standing up for the little person. And so I was able to work on a lot of the small groups. I had 19 of the 23 groups that I was able to do their collective bargaining and grievances and whatnot. And so I after I passed the bar, then I knew that area. And I went out and went into private practice and was able to do things as a lawyer that one couldn't do just within the structure of the union.
But part of your job, and from stories I've heard, is you were protecting the employees from their own unions too.
We've had those kinds of cases, yes. A union is a political animal. There is a First Amendment right for people to have free association, to join, to bargain for their wages. There's been a trend since I first began working in the area that there are fewer and fewer private sector unionization. It still is fairly common in the public sector. And that's where most of my initial experience was in the public sector here in California.
Mm-hmm. The one of the things we talked about last night was a case, and went way before you know the Me Too movement. If you could talk about that with the in the police.
Yeah, I way before Hill Thomas, way before. Yeah. Anybody really? The term sexual harassment was a common. Word or in our parlance, there was a client that I had that was complaining about those types of activities, and it was what you might call today, a pretty very very solid case with very solid evidence, including some documentary evidence. And so we took that case, and the person all she wanted to do, she didn't really want to sue, she just wanted to get a transfer and get away from the
people that are doing this into a different division.
The individual. It was just one person, but
oh, okay.
But it was a person in a position of power, and so she did. But then ultimately, the employer decided, after a while, we're just going to let her go. And I said, what do you mean, let her go? You know, like she's trying to fly away like a birdie. I mean, she needs to work. We let her go. And so I tried to stop it, but they did it anyway. So we ended up suing. And the interesting, the more legally interesting part of the case is the denial of due process. So we sued under 42 United States Code, Section 1983, which is the same statute that one sues when one sues for any kind of public misconduct, denial of civil rights by a governmental entity. This is a civil rights statute that was passed right after the Civil War. So I believe in 1866. That's a very common statute that we use, and we went up and we lost in front of the trial court. It was interesting. The day we were there, the trial judge, Johnny Cochran, was in the courtroom, and the trial judge, he was, of course, you know, he was way before the OJ case. Mm-hmm. He was a very highly regarded attorney in the Los Angeles area, and the court, you know, was knew him, didn't know me, ruled against me. So I took it up to the Ninth Circuit. And at the Ninth Circuit in Pasadena, we went to the oral argument, and we had a wonderful panel of justices who basically, you know, it was clear from the oral argument they were going to rule directly in our favor. And you know, it's one of those times where the opposing counsel was twisting in the wind. And, of course, what you want to do then is just say nothing. You know, when you're winning, you keep your mouth shut. And so we did, and that case got ultimately published, and so I've got that one's hanging on the wall in the office.
So they found for your client.
They did.
And did they hire back, or was it just at that point it was just, okay, pay me, I don't want to have anything else to do with you again?
At that point she didn't really want to go back there. She went on to work elsewhere and went on to a successful career elsewhere.
Yeah. Great. We're here with Jim Harker, and he's an attorney at law, but he's also was a Marine aviator, and he's a friend of mine. He and Eileen, his beautiful wife, is a friend of ours. But their background is so amazing, because in our next segments, we're going to talk about the fact that you got into the wine business. In fact, Eileen was going underage to a wine tasting. Oh, she just covered her face.
You took
up
a wine tasting class
when
in college.
You're fine. I mean, how much trouble can you get into
which
that?
Which I love.
It's been a while. Come on, Eileen.
Because we talked
just
about
a
it.
A couple years.
We talked about it on the way home, that how you found each other through wine in college, and that you guys, all the people that we know that just think that they're wine experts, you could paint their faces. I love it.
Well, you know what? Hopefully Mimi's listening. She usually does.
Sorry, Mimi.
Yeah, not you, Mimi. Not you. Not you or Marty.
Winemakers here in Reading, sorry.
But just the amount of knowledge, sitting there that we're talking about, including how to pronounce
Viognier.
Anyway, we'll be right back after
the highlight of the night.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, we're talking local. We're talking about a community-oriented bank. We're talking about a bank that is owned by local people. It's a local board of directors, and of course, it's a locally run, community-oriented. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, the other one at 1845 California Street, the heart of downtown Reading, and of course the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center there, or the old Rayleigh Shopping Center, as people put it. They are, you know, through all of this time, they are still moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, 61 degrees out there, 8:32 in the morning here on the 20th of April. We'll be right back.
But what you left me, I went to hell. And heaven was a drink of wine.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Mm.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, Ph.D., plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
Meet Stella the seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Gosh. I don't know you. It's before 9 o'clock, and we're
tasting wine here.
We have four more bottles of wine.
Yeah, four more bottles of wine, not two. Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
We were teasing. Can I just say that I was, like, just saying it's wonderful. Like, last night I learned so much. Because for those people who really love their wine and our winemakers, which, of course, we do have some wonderful winemaking people that we know and have admired here in the Reading area, that was not an insult. So please understand with tongue in cheek that it's just nice to be around people who, other people that are other artists is what I should say.
This portion of the show, speaking of artists, Cypress Square Barbershop.
You're going today.
I'm going today after the show here. Get my haircut. It's done by appointments. You give them a call at 244-9478, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Yes. Man's Last. You need to go over there and see it. You step inside, though, the testosterone in the place is dripping off the walls. Cypress Square Barbershop, right here in town. A great place. The best place in Reading, because it's the only place in Reading I've ever had my hair cut. We're here with Jim Harker, who, besides being an attorney at law and a Marine aviator, he and his wife Eileen have started a business called Soma Cellars. How do you get into the wine business? Now, you started this, though, back when you were in college, and I know that Eileen, you started it when you were going to UC Irvine, and somebody invited you to a wine tasting class. Is that right?
It sounded like a lot of fun, so I went along.
But it kind of ignited a lifelong love of the of wine and wine growing and wine production and all that.
Absolutely, and it's certainly the way that Jim and I met. So it's been a part of our lives, our entire relationship. So.
Yeah, so. You were a bartender. Your only honest job you've ever had.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
My first and only honest profession.
Okay.
Again, tongue in cheek.
Tongue in cheek, of course.
But I had a Paul Masson Roubillon back in 1968 with a steak, and it just went well together. And then when I ultimately came to California, of course, this was even back then kind of the holy grail of wine. And I met folks in Orange County and got involved in the wine scene there. And in turn, one of the guys that was, you know, pretty much a hippie, you know, at the University of California, Irvine, there was a wine tasting buddy of mine. We probably never would have been friends but for wine. He introduced me to Eileen. He actually introduced me to his girlfriend at the time, Carol. And Carol introduced me to Eileen. They were been fast friends since grade school. Carol's actually now one of my law partners as well. So we started out that way, and the fellow that taught the wine appreciation course at UCI was a good friend of mine also, and so it just kind of grew from there. But my my oldest friend from Wisconsin, when we were just kids, we were in Indian Guides. We drank chocolate milk together, and then later on at the University of Wisconsin, when we were freshmen, we drank Pabst Blue Ribbon PBR together.
And by the way, for people that thought, are they even making Pabst Blue Ribbon anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, it is a staple.
Yeah.
It's of course, we know the three food groups in Wisconsin are cheese curds, brats, and beer. And and Pabst Blue Ribbon is there, and I actually had my first Pabst PBR, and it's got to be 40 years at least. I mean, maybe longer. And I had it, and it is so much better than I remembered the last time I drank it.
Well, it's better in Wisconsin. The water is outstanding there.
Yeah,
you know,
okay, Wisconsin. So. Yeah, okay.
They owned Wisconsin back in the day, and then the government went after them for antitrust, actually. And it damaged the brand a great deal, and it got sold a number of times. And, of course, that was a period of time where the beer industry in the United States had consolidated down into just major players.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, subsequently, we've seen the same thing happen in the beer industry that's happened in the wine industry, that there's more boutique smaller producers.
Lots of craft beers out there. We have several places right here in Redding.
Yeah.
And so it has.
My hometown of Janesville, Wisconsin, back in the early part of the 20th century, had five breweries in this little town that was probably maybe 10,000 people at the time. Every town had a city brewery. It was like a bakery. So it was like, the dairy, they had individual dairies as well. So my friend Peter Hartman gravitated into wine making. Eileen and I gravitated into wine collecting and research and enjoyment. And then ultimately he started this project. There was a co-op for the little guy in south of Market in San Francisco. It was called Crush Pad. And it was a visionary that started it. In 2004, Peter jumped right on it at the time. There was another fellow, and he basically get four other guys, and they did a barrel, which is 25 cases, and each guy would get five cases, and that was that. In 07, we were able to go commercial and go through the licensure of the co-op itself and be able to develop a brand and be able to sell it, because he started making a little more than you could or should drink yourself. And so that's how it began. He had a partner originally that Eileen and I bought out, but he was what the French call a garagiste. He would make wine in a garage anywhere he could. And so the co-op subsequently has been moved to Napa. And there was a fellow by the name of Stephen Bolger who said, "Well, I'm going to do this in France too." And Peter said, "No, you're crazy. They'll never let you." But Bolger's mother was from Normandy, and his father was from the States. And don't you know, he did do it, and he got the Kaz family to help him with this project. And the Kaz family is a highly regarded, well-known family in Bordeaux that owns Chateau Lynchbage. And there's a little village within a village. The village of Pouillac includes Chateau Lafite Rothschild, Chateau Mouton Rothschild, Chateau Latour, three of the eight first growths of Bordeaux.
I think people have heard of the Chateau.
Can we go there sometime? Can we do like a group and go?
Fabulous trip.
And then I would love to have the experience of being inside of this culture What a man, lifetime deal that would be.
And the French have begun, have actually learned that from us Californians, in particular Napa and Sonoma and all the other regions, including your AVA up here and whatnot. It's not just about the juice. It's about the hospitality. And so our co-op, in Napa is called the Wine Foundry now. It's in the city of Napa. And then the co-op in the village of Bages, in Bordeaux is called Vinive, V-I-N-I-V. And so we're able to make, we go over there and have the winemakers at Chateau Lynch Bages and their consultants consult with us, help us make what we want. Not what they tell us to. And really, wine has so much hocus-pocus around it. We've really tried to take that out. And it's very simple, really. I mean, we're looking at these wines here.
We're trying rosé now.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing a little wine tasting here. Yeah. Well, you know, we have to take a quick break.
Not enough time. Gosh darn it.
But the AVA... The viticultural
American viticultural area.
Yeah. That's a huge designation.
Yes, it is.
And just for people that remember Rivers Anselmo, it was one of the things he pushed, and he was able to do this to get this area.
Some of the best rosé I've ever had in my life.
As the AVA, where we're talking about Soma now, not in Somos. But he got that. And that is huge for the wineries around here. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes. And we're going to have to do some research and visit some of those folks while we're in town.
And so because people like you all that are really into wine, like many people are, when they go from AVA to AVA on vacations just to, you know, to try out the wine.
And have Mosleys and meet the Mosleys and see, and they've become winemakers here in Reading.
They've been winemakers as long as we've known.
Yeah, they've got a beautiful facility, too.
8:45 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards. You know, Compass Sports Cards, 1620 East Cypress Avenue, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia, featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. It's right across from the Hill Collision Center at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:46 in the morning, 62 degrees out there here on the 20th of April.
When 30 was old. Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
A true tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Salute to Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 8:51 in the morning here on the 20th, 62 degrees. It looks like we could get some rain tonight. We can always hope so. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff McGreen will join us. And we'll be discussing what's going on in the law enforcement and other things in our county. And it's the denim drive to collect new and gently used denim clothes to the, for the Shasta County. To the, it goes to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office for people who are who have been seeking help or refuge from survivors of sexual violence. And this is the denim drive, and on April 28th, wear jeans to show your support to survivors, for survivors of sexual violence. Around here, that could be every day. So we'd like to think that every day we are supporting survivors of sexual violence. We're here with Jim and Eileen Harker, and they are, well, they've had a very eventful life, and we're, you know, and Eileen, you've been into the investment business, and you just retired, but you were in that business for a long time,
over 30 years.
It must, you know, is that a crazy business?
It's intense at times, and certainly I loved my career in the investment business. So it was intellectually challenging, great people, helped clients.
Yeah.
So I liked it a lot.
Well. And then you've retired a few years ago, and now you're on boards of helping people.
Correct. I didn't have enough time to do that when I was working full-time. So after I retired, I got involved in a couple of organizations, Covenant House of California, which helps homeless youth get back on track and live productive lives and realize their dreams. And also Jim and I are very actively involved in starting a new non-public school for severely special needs kids who need help that the public schools can't provide.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, well, you guys are just nice. Now, you probably don't notice this. Jim, you should notice this, the shirt I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you can read the collar, but it's a Duluth shirt.
Duluth.
I bought in Madison. I bought in Madison, Wisconsin. My Duluth shirt. It's, you know, and Lighty bought underwear. The kind, it was kind of swinging underwear or something. I'm not sure. When we go back to, well, how do people get so involved? Like, we have friends that they go down to Napa every year, and, I mean, they talk about wine. I mean, we'll go to the Cattleman's
Steakhouse. I love this rosé you guys brought in. Buy it. It's called Soma Cellars. Their wine is S, little O, big M-A. Soma Cellars. So you can go online and find all about them. And I'm drinking a little bit of the rosé right now. It's fabulous.
SomaCellars.com. Is our website.
But collecting wine is more than just collecting bottles. I mean, this is like investments. Is this true? I mean,
well,
this way I understand if you choose right.
I probably wouldn't recommend it as an investment per se. I've read articles about that by people who collected really the highest levels. But ultimately, it does cost a lot to store it. It must be stored properly. One consumes some of it along the way, unlike your gold or your S&P 500 or your exchange-traded funds or your mutual funds. You don't consume them for dinner, you know. So it's a wasting asset to a certain extent. But it's a passion that, you know, people who people may collect all kinds of different things. We were talking about our friends who collect weapons and guns.
Firearms,
sure, of course. And some of them may collect wine, too, you know. Oftentimes, it's a very beguiling beverage. I mean, as far as adult beverages go, I mean, beer is wonderful. Spirits are, you know, fascinating and interesting, too, but they're a little more dangerous, you know. Wine is essentially a beverage meant to be consumed with food, you know, and so that's the way we make it. We make it... as your friends who have invested heavily in property and equipment and everything, I have a friend that owns a winery, and he said, "Look, you cheated. You didn't buy any property. But no, we didn't. We make it through a little co-op. Now the
you buy grapes from all over.
We buy grapes through the co-op. Uh-huh. We get the best grapes we can get our hands on, and then we have excellent winemakers that, you know, in addition to our own winemaker, mm-hmm. and so all our assets are liquid. All our money's in the juice, really, in the bottles, and the corks and everything are kind of a secondary cost. Mm-hmm. We do pay up for the, and we're not at the lowest end of the price point. The Sauvignon Blanc that we drank is 25. The rosé is 25. We've got a Zin here that's 37, and our Napa Cab is 65. But we would put our Napa Cab up against. You can pay $150 or $200 for a Napa Cab pretty easily, you know, and one that your friends may show you the label and say, "Oh, this is great, isn't it?" And what are you going to say? Put it in a brown bag, though, and put it against ours in a brown bag, and I would let the tongue answer. Wine people call it a palate, but it's still just a tongue. You know, does it make your tongue happy or no? Do you like it or not? It's that simple. It's not what you should like, what you could like, or if I knew something, I would like something. Forget all that. It's what you do like. It's just like a color. Do you find the color of the rosé to be pleasing? Yes or no? You know, if you don't, get something else, you know. And we were talking earlier about residual sugar. There are plenty of rosés out there. People are afraid of rosés because they've had them with tremendous amount of residual sugar in them because the grapes were picked very late. And so they have alcohol, but still a lot of sugar.
Okay.
This has just gone by way too fast. We have just really enjoyed the two of you, and we hope that, thank you, and welcome again to the North State.
You all went to Lassen Park yesterday, drove around there.
Mm-hmm.
You've been,
beautiful.
You're out at the Sheraton.
Staying at the Sheraton.
The mm-hmm. Sundial Bridge, and we're hoping we can put you together with some friends of ours.
I texted Mimi, so we'll see.
And Marty Mosley from Mosley Sellers, because I know all you wine people
they
like
would
to
love
get
it.
Together and rub noses
there you go.
And discuss things. like that. So where y'all, you're all off now. This, well, let's just say it. This is your, you know, you're celebrating your wedding anniversary here. But.
We are. It'll be 39 years on Sunday.
39 years.
Yeah,
wow.
So we're going to visit some friends in Sacramento, and then we're going up to Meeks Bay at Tahoe. We have some friends that own a house up there that we rent from them, and just a beautiful view of the lake and some place that we've been to a bunch. So we have very much enjoyed this, and thank you very much for the invitation.
We got like less than a minute, but. What do you think of Reading since you've been here? I mean, I know you've probably been here. Have you been here before?
Yes, we have. I've got a high school buddy who lived here way back in the day, Danny Higgins, who was a forest ranger. Well, he was a firefighter for the state.
Yeah.
And then he went on and worked in the private sector in that area, too. So he lived out near Whiskeytown. So it was a long time ago, though, and we took his son to, I think, right to kindergarten. And the son now lives in Australia and just had his first his wife just had a baby and so that was quite a few years ago, but we love it up here. It's beautiful and such good friends, and it's a great part of the state. You have a lot of land and not quite as many people as we do down where
we're pretty
from.
Nice up here.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Jim and Eileen Harker, for being with us today. Besides being an attorney of law and a marine aviator, they own Soma Cellars, and you can find that online, SOMA. So thanks for being with us. Tomorrow,
thank you.
Like we said, Sheriff
Happy
will be
anniversary
joining us.
Coming up.
And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.